you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Wow. You know, last weekend couldn't possibly have been a worse sports weekend in our house. In fact, I can say this, I can absolutely guarantee this weekend will be a better sports weekend than last weekend, simply because two of the three teams I love the most aren't playing anymore. They've been eliminated from the postseason, so they can't lose. Well, first of all, we all remember the Astros lost Saturday and then again Sunday in that extra inning game in Cleveland. Then the Rockets got slaughtered by the Warriors in Game 6 Saturday night, and then they fell apart in the third quarter again on Monday night. Memorial Day. Yeah, that was memorable. And by the way, I don't want to hear anybody complaining about Chris Paul was injured or the refs gave the game to Golden State. Now, sure, I wholeheartedly agree with you. There were some hideously bad calls and no calls by the refs in that last game. But the refs didn't make the Rockets miss 27 three-pointers in a row. So the plain and simple fact of the matter is the Rockets deserved to lose, period. When you build your team on three-point shooting and then you miss 27 three-pointers in a row, I'm sorry, everything else is just noise. Oh, and the other team I love the most that was eliminated from the postseason is my alma mater, TCU. The Frogs had the Big 12 baseball tournament, won. All they needed to do was field one routine fly ball to win the game and the Big 12 title. But the outfielder lost the ball in the sun. It dropped into right field, Baylor tied the game, and then they won in extra innings. Wow, it was really heartbreaking. Horrible way to end the season. Because otherwise, they would have won the game, they would have gotten an auto bid to an NCAA regional, and they would have kept playing. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think the Frogs were good enough to make it back to Omaha for the fifth straight year, especially considering they lost their two best players, Lucan Baker and Jared Jancak, their best hitter and their best pitcher. But still, it was a lousy way to end the year. So, yeah, I can pretty much guarantee this sports weekend will definitely be a better sports weekend than last weekend, because the Rockets and my Frogs can't lose. Of course, they can't win either, but picky, picky, picky. Oh, well, it's only a game.
No, it's not.
You know, people who say, it's only a game, they just don't understand how heavily invested some of us are in sports. And if you're not, that's okay. But just don't try to trivialize my love for my favorite teams. I mean, I enjoy sports, and I enjoy winning, and I even enjoy losing if it's a well-played, interesting game. And the results were a little disappointing last weekend. But at least the games were engaging and compelling. Let me just say this. Anybody who says baseball is boring was obviously not watching the Astros and the Indians or TCU and Baylor, because both of those games on Sunday afternoon were exactly what passionate sports fans like me love. So please, don't downplay my devotion to my sports teams. I don't begrudge your obsessions, so don't belittle mine, okay? So one season gives way to another, and we're lucky in that regard because Houston has the Astros, the greatest baseball team. Wow, I was channeling Mac Hayes there for a minute, wasn't I? Wow, only our older listeners will get that one. But you do have to admit, it's awfully nice to have the reigning World Series champs to fall back on, you know, after the Rocket season is over and done with. Yeah, we can all remember lots of long, hot summers when the Astros were excruciatingly bad. Just recently, as a matter of fact, we'd spend all summer counting down the days till NFL training camp and college football. But now, Minute Maid Park is the place to be in Houston. So I guess we ought to be counting our blessings, huh? And we should also be praying fervently. Because when we note that one season gives way to another, that could also refer to hurricane season, couldn't it? Boy, that sure did start with a bang. What was that first storm's name? Alberto? Just kind of blew up out of nowhere, didn't it? Guess it's time to start stocking up on hurricane supplies, making sure those power generators are in good shape and ready to go. I need to do that. Yeah, last year, I took mine over to Mark and Mark Jr. at Hope Automotive. It's right next to Edgewater Studios on Lexington Boulevard near Murphy Road in Missouri City. They checked it out for me. But that was right before Harvey, so it's time to do it again. But man, that generator is heavy. So heavy, I can't lift it to put it in the back of my pickup truck by myself. So if you need to squeeze in a little light weightlifting this weekend, no, I wouldn't do that to you. I'll get my son to help me. He's stronger than I am anyway. Besides, it'll be a good bonding experience for the two of us. You know, another activity that's always been a good bonding opportunity for my son and me is grilling in the backyard. Derek and his wife just hosted a really fun cookout Memorial Day weekend. He cooked up hamburgers and hot dogs. Everybody else who came to the party brought along things like chips and dip, pasta salad, things like that. And, oh yeah, my sweet wife Cindy also made her Ghirardelli chocolate brownies. My grandson Liam adores those. I swear that boy could live on those brownies. Well, they are really good, I have to admit. So, since the Rockets season is over, let's turn our attention to summer grilling season and crank up the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show for another week. You know, last week we talked about chicken, but candidly, we didn't have nearly enough time to cover the subject, so we're going to try again. Talking about chicken, that is. One of my favorite chicken dishes, in fact, our entire family loves it, is what my wife calls spicy chicken pasta. She uses bow tie pasta, mixes it all together in a skillet. I have no idea what the recipe is. And I could reverse the outcome of the Rockets-Warriors game before I could talk my wife into coming onto the radio to tell us what it is. So I guess you'll just have to find it on the internet for yourself. Google is your friend. But speaking of chicken and pasta, I found this recipe online, and I thought you might like to try it. It's called Cajun chicken pasta, and they say it takes less than an hour to prepare. We'll see about that. My initial thought was you could serve it with a side salad, and it would be a meal all by itself. So here's how you do it, at least according to the recipe. Prepare the pasta, cut uncooked chicken into bite-sized pieces, and then, as you brown the chicken in a skillet, you sprinkle in 1 teaspoon of Cajun seasoning. Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke has some stuff that's great for this. Let it cook about 8 to 10 minutes and take the chicken out of the pan. Now, in the very same pan, melt butter and add peppers, onions, and garlic. Wait a minute. Haven't we already established that you add peppers, onion, and garlic to all Cajun dishes? I'm pretty sure we did this a couple of weeks ago. Then you add flour, and you stir until everything sticks together, kind of like a roux, but not really, and add some tomatoes. Then slowly pour in some milk, of all things, and keep stirring until the sauce is smooth and creamy. Now pour in some more Cajun seasoning, add to taste. Mix in the pasta and the chicken, and then you keep on cooking and you keep on stirring, at least until the fire department shows up. And then you just hope the firefighters don't eat it all, because I can guarantee you this is exactly the kind of meal they'd love. But that's just one recipe, and I'm determined this week to get around to more than just one recipe. So I've asked Ron Brandani of Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar to come back on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today and tell us how to make more than just chicken marsala, you know, like he did last week. We'll get his thoughts on chicken piccata and chicken cacciatore, plus his mouth-watering fried chicken that he serves in his restaurant. You know, if you haven't been to Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar and tried Ron's fried chicken, you need to do that, like tonight. Take it from me. Your body will thank you. And we're also going to talk to Jared Poffenberger of Belleville Meat Market about smoking chicken. And no, you don't need to have a big professional-grade smokehouse like they do at Belleville Meat Market. Just hide and learn, because I know he's got some great ideas for doing it right there in the backyard. Yes, this weekend's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is once again about chicken. With a wink and a nod to a certain TV advertising campaign and a couple of cows who star in it. You know, eat more chicken.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
We're always in for a treat when we talk to the multi-talented chef and restaurant owner, Ron Brandani. So we brought him back this week. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Well, last week we spent most of your segment talking about that rain disaster at Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar. Sounds like you guys are still working back there. So are you up and running again?
Oh, yeah. We're up and running. This week's been great. So just happy to be open and happy to get everybody back to work and keep moving.
For those who didn't hear the details, I'll quickly sum it up for you. The landlord was replacing the roof, but the workers apparently left this huge gaping hole in the roof right before a major rain event, and it flooded out the kitchen area at Brandani's, but it's good to hear you're back on your feet. And by the way, if you did indeed miss that episode, you can listen to any or all of our past episodes of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show on our website for free. Our website is just simply theoutdoorcookingshow.com. But in the process of telling that story last week, we only had enough time to talk about chicken marsala, so we really didn't get around to talking about some of the other chicken dishes that we really wanted to talk about. And if you didn't hear the chicken marsala recipe, just listen to it on the podcast. But one of the things that people have talked to me about concerning that recipe all week, Ron, was about pounding the chicken. Everybody wanted to ask about pounding the chicken. So before we talk about anything else, tell us how and why do you pound the chicken?
So basically, you never want to put a piece of chicken on a cutting board and just start pounding away. So if you have a thick plastic bag or just some good saran wrap or plastic wrap, put that down first, and then you'll want to put the chicken down and then put another layer on top. So you're not actually hitting the chicken. And what happens is if you put it right on the cutting board, the chicken will kind of stick to the cutting board and kind of mash up and kind of fall apart. So you're just gently pounding this chicken breast. And we talked about kind of, those big pieces of chicken you get from the supermarket versus the smaller ones. You know, the bigger ones you have to kind of almost butterfly out. And what I mean by butterfly is you want to cut it kind of down the middle and open it up. And you want all your chicken to be the same size. So, unfortunately, these days in the supermarket, you're not going to get that unless you go to the higher-end supermarkets and buy that chicken. But it's still workable. You still can do it. It's not a big deal. You just got to butterfly it out and then put it between the two pieces of plastic and pound it out. And it's going to give it, make it tender. When you pound it, you can kind of fill all the chicken and make sure they're all the same width, I guess you'd say, and then everything cooks evenly. And when I grill chicken on the grill, I actually do that as well just because you want all your chicken to grill at the same time. So, once you know one's done, they're all done, right? So if you can pound it out, and then chicken breast doesn't lend itself to having much fat in it, and if you sear the outside on the grill, it's going to dry it out. So the least time it spends on the grill, the better. And if it's all pounded to the same size, then you're going to have even cooking.
So I think you just answered one of my questions. We're talking exclusively about chicken breasts, not the dark meat. After all, you'd break their poor little legs if you pounded the drumsticks, right?
Well, there's a great Italian chicken dish called brick chicken, and it's a half of a chicken, but what you do is you've got to pound it out, and you pound it whole, but half the chicken. And you want to break those bones when you pound it. And, when you cook it, some of the flavor from the marrow and everything permeates through the chicken, and then that's part of the flavor of it. So you can do that, too.
Wow. Well, another popular chicken dish that any qualified Italian executive chef named Brandani should know all about is chicken piccata. Now, my first and only brilliant question is, do we have to assault the poor little chicken like we did in the marsala recipe?
Absolutely, absolutely. Last thing you want is a big, thick piece of chicken with chicken piccata. And so you're going to pound it out. And I guess, it's probably half inch when you pound it out, maybe a little less. And same deal, salt and white pepper. Dust it with flour. Doesn't have to be a seasoned flour, just salt and white pepper, and then dust it with flour. When I say dust it, you're going to shake the rest of the flour off that chicken after you put it, dredge it through the flour. And your seasoning is on the chicken breast.
I see. And then how do you cook it?
And so you want to, if you get a nonstick pan, either olive oil or clarified butter. I prefer clarified butter since it's a butter dish. But saute it till it's, you know, light color on both sides. You don't want it brown, dark brown. It's just light color on both sides. And to where it's just cooked through. And what I mean just cooked through, maybe it could cook a little bit more because what we're going to do is we're going to finish it back into the sauce. The sauce is what makes it, right? So you've learned the method on how to cook the chicken. And so now, whether you're making chicken piccata or cacciatore or the pan-roasted chicken like we do at the restaurant, all those sauces lend itself to when you enter the, you put the chicken back in the sauce, it soaks up all that, all those great flavors. So chicken piccata, just kind of a quick version, and I'm going to make it sound real simple, but the, you know, butter sauces can be difficult because they'll break, but it's, you know, basically I use shallots, garlic, saute them with white wine, cook the white wine down to there's nothing left, salt, white pepper, and then you start adding your unsalted butter to it until it's melted but not overheated. Once it gets past 120, it's going to break. So you have to kind of be real careful with butter sauces. And when you put that butter sauce in a hot pan after you sauteed that chicken, you got to make sure that pan's not too hot. And so here at the restaurant, you know, we kind of will saute that chicken and leave it in the pan because that's where all the flavor is, and let that pan cool just a little bit. So we'll cook that chicken until it's almost done, and it's going to finish cooking while it's in the pan. And then when we're ready to serve it, then we'll add the butter sauce and scrape all the kind of the bottom off the pan and get that all in the sauce. Add some parsley, tomatoes, and capers. And that's your chicken piccata.
So you mentioned chicken cacciatore a moment ago, and I know I'm a kitchen moron. Do we need a baseball bat for this one too, Ron?
Yeah. If you're going to do it with chicken breast, I recommend not using chicken breast and use the thighs and legs because they lend itself to cooking for a longer period of time. They have a little more fat into them and a little more flavor, and that's kind of a tomato sauce that you're going to, you can cook that. You brown the chicken first and then add it to that sauce and let it cook for an hour or so or 2 hours. But with chicken breast, you can make it pretty quick. The most sold dish at my restaurant is the pan-roasted chicken, and we do a sherry cream sauce. And it's kind of a little kind of takeoff, actually more of a Spanish-style sauce. So it's we saute cremini mushrooms and, you know, super hot pan, saute those mushrooms, add your salt, white pepper, black pepper, and then we add sherry, cook the sherry down, and we add beef stock and cook the beef stock down, and then we'll add some cream to it and finish it with fresh tarragon at the end and Marcona almonds and roasted tomatoes. And that is our number one selling dish here at Brandani's, actually.
That sounds great. And no self-respecting Texan could possibly discuss chicken without addressing fried chicken. And I happen to know, because I've tried it, Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar serves some of the best fried chicken I've ever eaten. And that's a high compliment considering my sainted grandmother's recipe. So tell us how you make it, Ron.
Well, you know, it really starts with the marinade. We'll probably not go into all the recipe on that, but we'll
sure.
You know, there's a lot of hot sauce. I'll tell you that. And I wanted that chicken to sit for at least 24 hours, and that's why it has the flavor and it's got a real thin coating. I basically take it from the marinade to the seasoned flour to the fryer, and when you order it, I serve it. And for me, I do a fairly small chicken, and I do that because what I do is I cut the breast in half, and then every part of the chicken cooks at the same time. So my half a chicken is 5 pieces, where most people's half a chicken is 4 pieces, because they're going to have one breast, a thigh, a leg, and a wing, where I have, you know, 2 pieces of breast. And so it kind of freaks people out, like, what part of the chicken is this? But it's just because...
Well, we didn't even get to Texas barbecue chicken. This has been Ron Brandani of Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar in the township on Murphy Road in Missouri City. Try to keep a lid on things over there, buddy, and give our best to Claire and the boys, okay?
All right. You too. Thank you, Randy.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200 or NewStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Here comes one of the most amiable guys we talk to on a regular basis on this show. It's Jared Poffenberger of Belleville Meat Market. How's it going, Jared?
It's going really good, Randy. How are you guys?
Well, I'm good. As a matter of fact, I'm so good, if I had a tail, I'd wag it.
I feel the same way sometimes.
Jared did something that I have rarely seen him do in all the years we've known each other. He actually took off on a holiday. He closed down Belleville Meat Market and went out on the lake on Memorial Day. Tell us about that.
Well, it wasn't too bad. I mean, we got there Sunday evening, and it was a circus. I mean, we looked out over the lake as we were launching the boat, and there were boats coming and going. It looked like a bunch of bees out there. And we said, oh, great. This is not going to be what we want it to be. But we got in some late evening fun on the water, and then we spent the night on the water, woke up Monday morning, and it was completely different at the place to ourselves for most of the day, it seemed like. And it just turned out to be a wonderful day on the water with the kids.
Great. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, or in this case, the meat market, what's going on at the processing plant these days?
Yeah, so we've got some neat stuff going on over there right now. We're still processing wild game, believe it or not. I mean, we're, you know, several months removed from the regular season, you know, whitetail season. But, you know, a lot of exotics are still coming through. We're seeing a lot of wild hogs, of course. That's a conversation for another time, of course. But, gosh, we're just busy over there.
Well, do you have seasonal employees during hunting season, you know, to handle the added volume of work?
Yeah, we sure do. We bring on some seasonal help starting around September, and usually they stay with us through the month of January, and then things start to dial back just a little bit from whitetail season at that point. So we kind of trim to our core group of staff that's with us all year long.
And many in our audience are probably not aware of the really cool smokehouse that you have at Belleville Meat Market. So fill us in on that, Jared.
So we started off when my parents opened the company in 81. Of course, we had a smokehouse. It was a brick-walled smokehouse in the side of a shopping center. But, you know, it was very labor-intensive to hand-rotate the product in there, the sausage in there while we were smoking. And so we needed to get to a little bit more of a modern smokehouse where we could more or less standardize the process and make sure that it was more of a homogeneous process every time we wanted to make sausage. And so we got into this commercial smokehouse. We still fuel it with hardwood pecan smoked logs, but it maintains the temperature for us and the time and the humidity and all that good stuff to make sure that we get the product out to the customers the way we want it to be.
How long does it take you guys to custom smoke wild game, like venison or hog or turkey? Does that take longer than commercial grade meat like beef or pork?
No, not really. So we're smoking our wild game products the same time and in the same fashion as we do all the other products that we make. We just, the only difference is we smoke those products in their own smokehouse, apart from our wholesale and our retail products.
Ah, now what advice can you give to backyard chefs who want to take on the task of smoking their own wild game as opposed to smoking brisket or a rack of ribs in the backyard?
So, gosh, that could be a week long conversation between the two of us, Randy. Honestly, there's a, right. You know, I really enjoy trying new products and sausages and stuff that these guys are cooking in their backyards or, you know, grinding up in their kitchens and then smoking in all different types of smokers. For me, and honestly, I've never made sausage at my house. So, but I've talked to a lot of guys that have. And I would say laying on a fair amount of smoke early in the process and then bringing the product up to somewhere around that 150, 160 degree range so that the proteins will bind up and you'll get that good snap when you bite into the sausage. And then cool it down pretty quick if you can. And that will kind of preserve the work that you've done up until that point and get the quality locked into it and the smoke locked into it so you can enjoy it later on.
Belleville Meat Market is a proud sponsor of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, but by its mere name, Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike is another. And, of course, they're all about fish. Do you ever smoke fish in your smokehouse at Belleville Meat Market?
I don't think I have, but I'm pretty sure my brother has snuck a filet or two in there before after a weekend on the coast to, just to see what would happen. But I can't speak to it very much.
What is the strangest thing a customer has ever asked you to smoke over the years?
It's going to have to come from our wild game customers. Just aside from all the regular animals that you could think of, the bear was interesting, but the zebra was just, we kind of looked at it and said, okay, we'll do it.
That is weird.
and we did it.
But at least with a zebra, you don't need grill marks, I guess.
You're right. Yes.
Let me tell you this, Jared. I actually ate bear meat one time at a wild game cook-off. It was Johnny Clevenhagen's wild game cook-off back in the 80s, and I am still chewing that meat to this day.
You know, I've had it one time, and I don't recall the flavor, but I do recall that it was greasy.
Yeah.
And that's about all I remember of it. And so I think that was the first and last time I ever had it.
Well, today, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on chickens. Matter of fact, this is the second consecutive week we've discussed chicken. And we've already received several great recipes, chicken masala, chicken piccata, chicken cacciatore, even fried chicken. But we'd like to get your take on smoking a chicken. However, we've been asking all our guests for advice on how to shop for chicken. You do own and operate a meat market. That would give you some great tips on how to do that better, shopping for meat. What should we be looking for when we shop for chicken?
Sure. So what's important to me is that when you shop for poultry, whether it's a whole fryer or chicken boneless, skinless chicken breast, or even a bone-in chicken breast, that you buy a product that's fresh, never frozen. You never want to there are some good fresh chicken out there that can be bought at stores, and it's available. So if you don't have to go the frozen route, don't do it, because it makes all the difference in the world after you prepare the product. So my biggest advice would be shop for the fresh product.
Of course, Belleville Meat Market has this professional-grade smokehouse that you described a moment ago, but most of us at-home chefs don't really build those kinds of things in the backyard. So give us the process for smoking chicken on our own cooker out on the patio.
No, that's great. That's what I'd like to talk about, because when we talk about cooking chicken, smoking it or grilling it, I like to go straight to my back porch. The way I like to do it, beer can chicken every time.
Ah.
We're going to take...
Does this have more to do with the beer than it does the chicken?
I guess it could. But if you do it right, there's a lot to look forward to after the chicken's finished.
Okay. So how do you do it right?
So what I like to do is, and I cook on just a kettle charcoal grill, like a Weber or something like that. I'll build a small little fire in the back of that thing. And then I'll take my chickens and I'll season them up with salt, pepper, and olive oil. Real simple. That's all we put on it. Open the beer, take a sip. All right. And now the chicken's ready to be cooked.
Not to mention Jared.
That's right. Exactly. No.
So let me help you out here. I know what to do. You take the beer can, you stick it in the cavity of the whole fryer. Then what?
And then you set the fryer off to the side and make sure it's not over the fire itself. You really want to cook a beer can chicken indirectly. You can get the coals going, wait till they turn white, where everything is cooked down. If you use lighter fluid, you want to make sure you're burning all that lighter fluid off. And then what I like to do is grab a piece of pecan wood and just lay it on top of the coals. And that's going to be your smoke.
Okay.
And so you want to maintain your temperature somewhere around 275, 300. But easy way to tell if it's fully cooked, you can simply grab that wing bone. And when you wiggle that thing a little bit and it starts to just fall off the chicken, there's a good chance that sucker's ready to go.
And we would be remiss if we didn't point out that Belleville Meat Market is the perfect place to shop for chicken, not to mention beef and pork, and lots of other good things to go along with it, including seasoning and accessories. Thanks for your time, Jared. Let us know when you smoke some alligator gar, and we'll come down, okay?
Hey, that sounds good. I'll have Mark ask you and let you know, because he'll be the one to bring it out.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Please make welcome one of the most talented people I have ever known in my life, my on-air partner from our days on the Hudson and Harrigan show, Fred Olson. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Well, I'm sorry Fred couldn't be with you today, but in his stead, you get me. So I'm doing great today, man. I mean, the garden is coming in. Getting ready for VBS out here, Vacation Bible School, which I will be doing Bible study this season for the children.
Well, you know, I've done that for years for teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember many years ago, a good friend of mine, Barbara Roselle, whose husband, Mike, was at one time county judge here in Fort Bend County. Barbara Roselle said to me, you should teach Sunday school. And I said, well, I'm not a good enough student of the Bible to teach Sunday school. And she looked at me and she said something very wise. She said, if you want to be a good student of the Bible, teach the Bible. And at the time, it didn't make sense to me.
Right.
But after many years of teaching 9th and 10th graders in Sunday school, I've come to realize that what she meant was, when you teach the Bible, suddenly you have to be very careful about knowing what you're talking about.
Well, sure, and you actually have to read it.
So therefore, you have to become a pretty good student of the Bible.
Yeah, it makes me be a little more studious about it, and not just read the things I want to read. There are things that have to, you know, that will pertain to the program, and I think we're doing Shipwrecked as a theme. I just kind of show up.
Well, good luck with all that.
Hey, thank you very much, because it's a group where you never know with kids. You know,
that's right. Fred and I have been best friends since Moses, and I don't mean Malone.
Yeah.
That was one of Jim Bob Jumpback's favorite lines.
Yeah.
And it brings up the subject of the Rockets. So did you stay up last Monday night and watch the game?
You know, I knew that since it's game 7 that I would be pacing. And I'd be freezing it and leaving the room like I do during the Texan season.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's Memorial Day. I'm just going to take it easy. I'm not going to get all wound up. So I would check the score periodically, and I'd go, we're up by 12. I can't believe it. We're down by 12. I can't believe it. whatever. But you know what's so cool about it is at the beginning of the series, every pundit, every national sports guy who's never played before, and some who have, said the Rockets haven't got a chance. They're going to get swept. It's over. And they took it to game 7. And if they hadn't, would they miss an NBA record 27 three-pointers?
In a row.
Yeah, there's that.
It was brutal. But I have a memory I'd like to recall. We took three couples to Seattle for the Final Four when Hakeem Olajuwon was playing for the University of Houston.
Yes.
And his girlfriend was staying in the hotel room right across the hall from us. Do you remember this?
Right. I do. And we're getting ready to broadcast, and there's a knock on the door. And we open it, and guess who was standing there?
He had gone to the wrong room.
He got to the wrong room, and it's like, hey, you showed up. And he's going, oh, no, man, no.
I remember you grabbed the tape recorder and said, well, can I record a little interview? And he said, oh, I had better not do that.
We thought, wow, this sure fell into our lap. Oh, that was five slamma jam. All that stuff was so amazing. It was just, what a rocket sled ride that was. That was just so much fun.
And one of the best subplots and this year's Rocket story has to be the role that Olajuwon has played in making Clint Capella a better player. And you can just see Olajuwon beaming courtside when Capella swats away a shot or makes some big play. No doubt Houston still loves Hakeem, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it just, you know, with Chris Paul out, I thought, oh, the defense is going to suffer a little. And it did. Anyway, there's next year. Who knows who'll be playing here next year?
Yeah, well, you know, there's always the talk that we could become the Houston LeBrons.
And if there was a place for him to go to win it all,
yeah,
this could be the place, yeah.
You know, NBA stories, quite a few years after we took those people to Seattle, I was walking through the Galleria one day after we got off the air, and the Rockets were playing the Spurs in the playoffs, I remember. And there was a big crowd in the Galleria standing outside of sports bars up on the second or third level. So I walk up and I say, well, what's everybody looking at? And I go, Dennis Rodman's eating lunch in there. And nobody was brave enough to go over and talk to him. So I just walked over to his table and I said, hi, Mr. Rodman. I'm Irv Harrigan. I'm from a local radio station here. I just wanted to say hello. And he looked up at me and said, sit down, radio man. Have a beer. It was 11 o'clock in the morning, you know. But I sat down and had a beer with him. We had a real nice conversation. We didn't talk about basketball at all. I figured he probably got too much of that all the time.
Sure.
So when I got up to leave, I just said, nice to meet you. And he said, you too, radio man. And I said, good luck, but not too much. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then I passed the crowd at the door on the way out, and one woman said, what did you two talk about? And I said, what you're wearing. No, that's not true, but I wish I had said that. That would have been a good one.
That's funny, though.
So do you have any NBA brushes with greatness? Didn't Kenny Smith live right across the street from you at one time?
He did. Very nice man. He lived right across the street from me for a while. Actually, I was, it's funny you mentioned that. I was at the airport, IAH, years ago when I had my dog in my arms, and I was meeting, I can't remember what I was there for, and Kevin McHale, who was then a Celtic, uh-huh, walked up to me and said, "Can I pet your dog?"
Yeah.
Sure. Spokey is only about this big, little bitty dog. And
I remember.
He was as nice as could be, and he, you know, he was the dreaded Celtic.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he became a part of the organization, but at that point, it was like guys like Kevin McHale and Danny Ainge, boy, they would just really get under your skin, you know, because they were so good. And yeah, that was my brush with greatness. He wanted to pet my dog to talk to me. So out of the blue, and I'm stand there in flip flops and a pair of shorts and a t-shirt and a small dog. It's kind of odd.
Now, before we get on to the subject of food today, I do have to ask, one of the other big things that's happened this past week is the new Star Wars movie, Solo. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. I don't hear good things.
No? What have you heard?
I've heard that it's, you know, the potentially the series is kind of running flat a little bit. You know, up till now, everything has been about the Death Star. Now, I know this one is different, but the last one, Rogue One, it's all about the Death Star.
Hmm.
And I've got that one taped, I haven't watched it yet. But I don't know, I want to see it.
Well, the critics have not raved.
No.
But a couple of them have said that this guy, Donald Glover, kind of steals the show. He's the younger version of Lando Calrissian.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, he is not the son of Danny Glover. A lot of people think that he is. But this guy, Donald Glover, who plays Lando Calrissian as a young man, his father was a postal worker, so so it's not Danny Glover's son.
Well, I'm going to give it a look. See, I don't tend to want to drive to town to see it because I'm getting a lot of negatives on it, but I'll wait till it appears in satellite, and then we'll sit down with a big bucket of homemade popcorn and watch it.
Well, now, before we run out of time, and we are quickly running out of time, last week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show was all about chicken, and we just barely scratched the surface. Ha! Hello?
I'm just going to crickets. I'm just going to let that sit there.
That illusion. So, yeah. I know you and Bev love salad, so what kind of chicken salads do you guys like?
Grilled. I love grilled chicken salad.
So do you grill it outside?
You get chicken tenders, or if we have leftover chicken that we would smoke chicken or baked chicken, and we convert that into salad. We don't waste much here. We do a lot of leftovers because it's just the two of us and we're in the middle of nowhere. So
yeah,
we eat everything and convert it into something else. And she's become really great at that. So
chicken Caesar for me. I think you remember.
Oh, yeah.
When you came into town to go see Dr. Tom Power, our good friend, the, as you call him, orthopedic surgeon to the stars.
The semi-star.
Yes. Well, actually, it was Bev who came to see him, and then we went to Carrabba's. That's what it was.
Carrabba's, yes.
And I had a chicken Caesar there, so that's my favorite, I must admit. I love Caesar salad, and I love grilled chicken, so put the two together, and I'm a happy camper.
I like anything with dressing on it. I don't know, have you discovered, like, Ken's dressings? You familiar with those?
Mm-mm.
Those are good. There's some winners in there.
Well, here we've done it. We've run out of time. We've done two full back-to-back shows on chicken, and we still don't know why that sucker crossed the road.
I don't know. I'm going to look. You know what? I'm going to Google that, and I'll get back to you next week.
It was probably to avoid Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, but a bump. And then we got to talk about that. I mean, there's all these. I mean, George Hamilton, and then
yeah,
Reba McEntire, and then
oh yeah,
that one comedian I can't stand. And you know, I love KFC, but it doesn't make me want to eat it.
Well, wake me up when they make Kevin Hart the Colonel.
Now, I'd go to see that.
Love to Bev. Let's talk again soon, pal.
Love to your family, and next time I won't have any NBA stories. I'll really give more room for the chicken.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.